This is JFM Podcast.
Right, we're back, and of course, this will be the last lap of the morning J on JFM 101.9 Just City. It's no longer news to us that the Tin City Metro buses are already in the city of Jos and will commence operation very soon. But a lot of questions have actually gone out there. What are the modes of operation? How do the government intend to make this one happen to the city people? Or how are these buses supposed to operate? These are some of the major questions that have been asked by some people or some persons. The government in their own line or in their own way have tried to make one or two efforts in making sure some people get to know about these very, buses and how they will operate. Well, we have two important guests with us this morning to talk about or to discuss about the T-City Metro. One of them is the Commissioner for Information of Plateau State. We have Honorable Musa Ashams with us this morning. Good morning, Honorable.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. I think it's our pleasure at the same time. I believe you'll be talking from the angles or the angle of the governor himself at this particular point. Well, we have the General Manager, Plateau Express Services with us also, Honorable Samuel Gwats. Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, GM, good to have you again. I think sometimes last week we had you here in the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
And here we are again with you. Yeah. So this time we're discussing majorly about the operations of the government. Right. Well, I'm not alone this morning. I'm Richard Badung with me this morning is
Naomi Karimi. Thank you very much for staying tuned to J101.9 FM. Like Richard rightly said, we will be having conversations on Tin City Metro, how the buses will be operating. Of course, questions have been going on. It's time to engage the public and educate them on how these buses will be operating.
All right, let me begin with the Commissioner for Information first. You actually know about the buses and, why it is around. But let's get to know why the intervention and why is it coming under 1 year of the governor.
Before we speak about the buses, okay, I would like to commiserate with the family of a 17-year-old herder who was killed by criminals on a motorbike around Nafan Village. And Doron Babuje, he was gunned down with his 35 cows, and he died. And we have another person who was badly injured. So as a government, we want to condemn that. We want to say the security should fish out the perpetrators of this dastard act. And we pray that we continue to have a peaceful state.
Amen. Amen.
And at 17 years, this boy should be innocent.
Telling you.
He should just be taking care of his cows or going to school. But some criminals have ended his life. So as a government, we condemn it, and we ask that the perpetrators are fished out. And let's go back to why we're here.
Yes.
We're here this morning to sensitize our people, to educate them on this beautiful innovation by the government of His Excellency Barrister Caleb Manasseh Muftwang. For those of us who are in our 40s, and perhaps those that are in their 30s, maybe late, you recall that in the past we used to have Tin City riders and buses on the plateau, where you pay money and you get a ride within Jos. But some years back, or a lot of years after, we stopped experiencing this effective transportation network. But I thank God that His Excellency has gotten the CEO of Valji, a man who has shown that he has capacity. He has capability. He's shown that he has the vigor, the energy, the vitality, and the zest to work for Plateau. And he has given him the mandate to take care of the Plateau Express Services Limited, Mr. Samuel Gott. If you've been to Valji before, you know that they give you top-notch services.
True. You have experienced Valji.
Yes, you know that they give you top-notch services.
Yes.
And for him to eclipse his personal interest to work in the interest of Plateau, we want to say thank you to Mr. Samuel Gott for that. I want to thank the governor for finding right people and giving them right jobs that they can do. You know, when you have right people in the right places, you have right results.
True.
And today we have about 15 buses, 14 have arrived. We have one yet to arrive. that will be going around just Ambukuru Metropolis to ease the transportation burden of our people. So it's a palliative, it's a social intervention by His Excellency Barrister Caleb Manasseh Mutwang. And this initiative is going to run for a very long time, and we're going to have improvements. Yesterday, I was at the office at Murtala Mohammed. There are a lot of things in the kitty that we don't want to see them yet. Mm. We prefer to allow our people to see what we do instead of talking about what we do. We by May 29th, 2024, we would have been a year in office. We want our people to know that governance can be done from day one. You must hit the ground running. You shouldn't just come and be saying we met a comatose government. We met a bad economy.
For how long will
we
that
met
actually
a government that siphoned our money. We met a government that promised 400 tractors and we cannot find. That is not why we're in government.
Yes.
We're here to provide succor. And we have the right persons to help us do that. And we thought that it is wise that we educate our people. We shouldn't just release the buses on the streets. And you don't even know the routes they will be flying. And you don't even know why you need to give space for them to have enough space, because they are bogus in shape and in form. So if you cubicle our roads, these buses will not find where to park. They will not even find where to ply. So we went on advocacy visit to Main Market, where you find people selling fairly used clothes because they occupy that place. And we got talking to tell them that, okay, we're going to give you an alternative environment so that we take over that entire place.
Okay.
And like the GM of Plateau Express Services Limited will say, even La Mata in Lagos had a lot of challenges, but they circumvent through it gradually. And at the end of the day, it is taking shape.
Mm.
So Plateau State is wearing a new look. We're going to be having our buses. Yesterday, we took our journalists so that we don't just say it, so that they see it physically. So the buses will carry 44 passengers sitting, 43 passengers standing, and one person with wheelchair. So it is not just a bus that
that's all inclusive.
Yes, it's not just a bus that only looked at people that are able-bodied alone. There are persons who can be disabled after this program or even
that's
while in this
true.
Program.
Mm.
So until you die, your form, your shape has not been redefined entirely. Mm. So we considered our brothers and sisters too, who have some level of challenge.
Mm.
So the bus has a space for that. You can come in with your wheelchair. You can have where you can slide it. So it's not just for able-bodied alone.
Okay.
So it's a government that considers all and sundry. So basically, the technical parts of it, the GM is here.
Yes.
He understands the job better than I do.
Yeah.
But mine is to just give you an overview of what we've done as a government.
As a government.
And it is an ideation that has come into fruition. And very soon, Plateau people will begin to enjoy these services. We want to use this medium to call on those that do their trades by the roadside. That we don't want to come as a government to bring hammer to crack eggs.
Mm.
But in a very democratic and diplomatic manner, they should begin to withdraw. Because if they don't withdraw, we'll withdraw them.
What about those people parking cars, you know, at the roadside? Probably at the junction or the bus stops of this very... Because there are people who just stop randomly on the road.
Where they
don't really... Where the bus stop signs are.
If you notice, you realize that we are coming gradually.
Yes.
Even before the buses, you will see bus stop signs.
Yes.
It is a sign that, okay, this place is a no-go area like it used to be. You've got to be cautious when you get to these kind of places. You don't just park indiscriminately.
Okay.
So as the buses come and we begin to ply these routes, you realize that even buses, we expect them to park in those places too, so that you don't park indiscriminately.
Okay.
So we are figuring out points where people will park. If you go to civilized nations, you don't just park anywhere.
Yeah.
Somebody will just be driving and say, "Akweme sokana," not minding whether it's a bus stop or anywhere. Then you just apply the brakes and you don't mind whether cars are coming behind you. But once you are approaching a bus stop,
yes,
your driving speed will have to go down. You have to be cautious of your environment. And when you come, you park. We are bringing a state that is orderly.
Okay.
We are people of order. We are people that understand law and order. You know, our governor is not a charge and bail lawyer.
Oh, no.
Our governor is a seasoned lawyer. He's a barrister and solicitor of the Supreme Court of the Federal Republic of Nigeria with over 3 decades experience. So we don't want to come hard on our people. When we create alternatives, that's when we ask you to take a bow. Because we don't want to say, okay, stop this abruptly. We're not a military junta.
Yeah.
This is not a Jack Butters government.
Mm.
It is a government that believes in the people, because it is the people's mandate that has brought us this far.
All right.
So we'll not jettison it. We'll not, because we're in power, begin to disarm our people. We realize that the economy is biting very, very hard, as a government, we're providing palliatives so that it will ease the means of transportation for our people. For example, if you're taking a ride from Terminals to Bukuru, you pay just about 200 naira. If you're taking a ride from Angul D to Vom, to you pass Kalkum University, you pass NVRI, you pass all these places, just 200 naira.
All right.
If you're taking a ride from Terminals through Bauchi Road to the University of just the two campuses to Faringada, it's just 200 naira. If you're taking a ride from Terminals through to Dunwada to Solomolan Amusement Park, to Lucas Roundabout, to Wildlife Park, is 200 naira.
Okay.
So instead of going and staying in one environment while you're schooling the University of Jos, and you still pay close to 300 naira, you can still stay at home. So we considered all of that. The lecturers in the university, the lecturers in the polytechnic, the students, the workers, the artisans, everybody is involved. So that is the kind of palliative that affects everybody, that touches everybody. Imagine that from British America, you find these buses too that will take Tina, Anguaru Kuba, Ring Road, Bauchi Junction, University of Jos before terminating at Faringada. So Faringada has buses that will connect through Gada B2. So everybody is carried along. And the buses will you have this signal that the bus will tell you where it's going to. So we don't shout like Agberos. We operate in a very serene and wonderful manner. So we're trying to give our people a new orientation. We're trying to do the things that work in other climes. We are a people that are very, very brilliant. We are a people that understand how things should be done. So we cannot be going to the antediluvian age, the archaic way of doing things. So that's why we're bringing in persons that understand the job. Let me digress a bit. Yesterday I was at legislative quarters by the Ring Road.
Yes.
Where people play basketball. Where young people play squash and football. Some, I don't know what to call them, decided to go and build houses there. They are just making the environment to look shabby. And the head of service went there to stop them. I was told reliably that they brought in soldiers to help them stay and secure the place while they build. I want to ask the Nigerian army, do they have people that have become like housing rangers in the military, that they don't have a beat, that they don't have what to do, they don't have a schedule, that they will now go and impose an ugly environment? Even GMDB has stopped them. Please, Plateau people, let's not come hard. Because government will not fold its arms and watch things deteriorate. It will not work. We don't want to clamp on the people. We have the power to do so. But this is democracy. Please, if we ask you to consult the necessary authorities before you start your building, do it. If not, we'll have the machine to destroy them. We don't want to behave like a bad government. You brought us into power. Don't make us destroy the things you are building. Follow the appropriate channels. There is just Metropolitan Development Board that will verify and clear you before you start building. Don't just start building. There are places where you cannot build three-story buildings. If you do that, it is against the law. There are places where you must leave setbacks while you are building. There are places that are supposed to be green areas. There are places that you don't need to build at all. If you go to the mountains around Bauchi Road, Bauchi Junction, you find four people building on one plot. And you begin to ask, if there is an emergency, how can the fire service reach that place? And again, if fire is got in somebody's house, because the proximity between one house and the other
is so close,
it will just engulf it too.
Of course.
So we cannot be having a city on the hill and be having a slum on the hill. It will not work. If you go to developed climes, it is people that have money that build on the hills.
Of course.
So where do you even put your soak away when you have a cholera outbreak and all of that? We cannot be making just to look ugly like that. People take 3 days to build, just 3 days, as if they are in a haste. It tells you that there's something wrong or colossally somewhere. So that it doesn't appear like I'm the only person in the studio.
Okay.
I'm the manager.
GM.
Absolutely.
Yeah. GM, so quickly, I just want to know, but people would love to know. These buses have taken weeks, to arrive the city of Jos. I think sometime late February, if I'm not wrong, it arrived. And up till now, people are asking questions. Why has it not started operating? Can we know before we get into the mode of operations? Why has it not began operation first?
So this is the point where we are. Just like the Commissioner of Information just explained that yesterday we had to go to Terminals. There's a 9-man committee headed by the SGS, and it's to see all factors hindering the smooth takeoff of the Tin City Metro bus service. So it's good to explain that we are ready. We took the journalists there. We showed them the buses. We showed them the card readers. We did the demonstration. And there's actually a plan. The cards are meant to be, there's an awareness on how you can get the card how to order for it, where you can get it, where you can pre-order.
Sorry, what card exactly is that? Is there any
transit cards?
The transit cards.
Yes, they just look just the same size of an ATM.
ATM card, okay.
But it's green, it's branded beautifully with the Teen City Metro logo and also Plateau Express. So those are the cards that will be rolled out, and we want to reach out as many people as possible before the commissioning. But primarily, it's good to note that we are ready. The recruitment process is winding down. The trainings for the drivers are ongoing. And so hopefully, we're really optimistic. Once we get the green light that these bottlenecks are cleared, we're going to start immediately.
So these people you're taking off terminals, what is the alternative, or where is the alternative place for them? Because already this is where they already know them, you know, having their, many of their customers who actually know them on that very road. Now, if you're clearing them from that particular place just to pave way for the buses, you know, to operate smoothly, what's the alternative route now for them to actually go and do their businesses?
Yes, because this has actually been quite a worry for people. You know, they've been saying, are these buses truly going to ply through terminals and Bauchi Road?
All right, so the routes will come very soon. Very soon, you guys are also part of our partners that will be able to let people know the routes we're taking. So we have about 8 routes. And I don't know, for constraints of time, or let me just say.
Go ahead.
Yes, so we have 1, terminals to Zawang Roundabout, which is the main traffic route, that's mm-hmm. Bukuru,
yes.
The Bukuru Express. And we have another one from Anguldi Junction. The Vom Junction all the way to Vom Christian Hospital. So there are 2 buses shuttling there. We have another one from British America to Juth Lamingo. Mm. We have another one from British America all the way through Angon Rukuba to Feringeda, you know, the roundabout over there. We have another one that starts from Terminals Market all through Bauchi Road and to Feringeda as well. We have another one starting from Terminals Market all through Ahmed Bello Way, Tuduwada, State Locals, all the way to Wildlife Park. We have another one starting from Polo Roundabout, going through the same Bukuru Express all the way to Zawang Roundabout. And last but not the least, we have another one going starting from Mutala Mohammed Way, from Terminals Market, all through Abattoir, Rayfield, and the destination is at Yelwa Junction. So these are the routes we're taking. So with regards to the market traders, it's good to note that they actually know that they're staying very temporarily because those places are actually construction sites.
Okay.
You know, the main market is not a market right now.
Yes.
It's a construction site. The SGS clearly stated it yesterday. And so even if they are going to be moved, yes, they're going to be moved, but they're going to be moved to a temporary place. But I can tell you that this government makes plans before saying out the plans.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm sure there's something really going on which will bring a permanent solution to all those traders. You can't tell me that you are very sure that being by the side of the road selling things is a permanent structure, even if you are paying someone for it. So everybody there knows. But the good thing is that the heads of the traders and their own people are the people they themselves mobilizing them to move. So it's more better. It's a proactive approach. Government is not even doing anything forceful at the moment. And yesterday was really good. The media was there. It was a sensitization. And we're trying to put our heads together. And they perfectly understood, because this bus is for everybody. And primarily, like the commissioner said, the buses were formerly in those places. Yes, those were the main places that the buses were using to drop and pick up passengers. And so they understand that it's a temporary site. And it's also important to note that there has been several attempts by past governments to bring a bus service within Jos and Bukuru Metropolis for intracity. PAMSEC told me this yesterday. He said that he is so excited that our governor has been able to bring ideas to reality. I mean, our governor is really a talk and do. Sometimes he don't even talk and he does. We see it. So we're really excited and thankful for the governor for providing these buses.
All right. Moving now to the operational aspects, customer service is very key. Education and sensitization can never be too much. So these Metro cards, are they going to be rechargeable? Would they be rechargeable? And how can people recharge do they have to get to the bus stop before they do that? Or because the last time you were here, you mentioned an app, or can they do that through the app? Also, speaking about security, how secure will these buses and bus stations be?
Good question. So first of all, we have we're going to roll out the locations for the authorized vendor locations. Okay. So they'll look like a very well-designed kiosk. And those kiosks will be in designated areas spread across all the destinations, all the routes that we're taking. So very soon it will be very easy for you to just go within a few minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you can actually top up your card. Mm. So there are machines there, there are people that will be that are trained currently and will be at those places and ready. And so it will be very, very, you know, for us it's something that we're giving people options. Just imagine you have a web, you go to a web app and you don't even have to go to a particular location. You can actually pre-order your card and you can have it delivered to your home. Yeah. Or you can even have it, you know, to pick up at a particular location. So we're actually giving different options. And it's quite exciting to know that we've provided these solutions. Of course, we have an interactive website that's going to be launched by His Excellency. And there's a web app connected to it. And we have already a customer-friendly setup that we can get feedbacks, and we'll be on radio to get feedbacks from customers. Mm. And of course, there'll be phone, there'll be authorized lines.
Customer care lines.
Yeah, customer care lines as well.
All right. I think we can just hear from the people. Just one or two calls just to get questions or contributions. The number is 0905-566-6699. Or you call 0812-187-7777. Remember, calls and messages on Facebook are solely, you know, opinions of individuals and not properties of J101.9 FM. Just let's get to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. All right, I think we lost that one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning to you. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yusuf for Inti Joshua.
All right, Yusuf.
Honorable Commissioner for Information, you are done well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Yusuf. Can hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What I have to say, please, there's a rumor going around, please.
Hello, Jutaf. Jude. All right, seems the network is not favorable. Please do well to call back. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Yeah.
My name is Okoro Okorafo. I'm calling from Owo Blue. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I just thank God for the government, the way they're moving, at least with the states. And I want to find out from our guest, at least an authority. Thank God for this time around, people give kudos to people who are doing it to that. I wrote a congratulations. The stand at I saw a bus stop stand that signboard at the Oldepo Junction. Now, how are you going to work out on that Oldepo Junction? Because the crowd there from morning to night is terrible, especially in the afternoon and evening. Well, I think there was. There is need at least three on Nigerians. All those bus stands, they have just printed this time, but people should stick to that. I think there is need for people to put a distance. At least from here to here, this time, people should clear from social media, enable the buses back so that the country. And during any season, some of these bus stands, what are the plans people are also doing? Okay. But we are not in the dry season. We should also take cognizance of the rainy season.
That's true.
You know how rain operates in Nigeria. You know how flood operates in Nigeria. Please, there is need.
Right.
Honestly speaking, Baji Oga, I thank you.
Thank you.
Baji, at least you open the eyes of people that can feel comfortable from Jos, Abuja, but try and open route to Aba.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Okoro Okorafo. I think let's give time to other callers too.
That's okay.
All right,
we will consider
we'll
that.
Yeah. All right, quickly, this should be the last call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
All right, that was a miss. Okay, let's react to this calls quickly because of time. We'll not be able to take more.
GM will react better.
All right. Yes, so let me say that as soon we have to just start and keep fine-tuning. Like what he said, that bus stop sign, you know, the people, there's going to be a tax force. and there will be some security guys at some of these major junctions to enforce and ensure that they clear those places. But on the long run, people will get to understand that those bus stop signs are meant for us. And gradually as well, if we notice that a bus stop sign is too close, perhaps maybe there was a, it wasn't properly, there were coordinates given to those people.
Yes.
And if they didn't get it right, we can always adjust it. So when we start, we'll keep fine-tuning. At the same time, for bus shelters, like I said, we're hoping to, before the commissioning, to have one or two of those bus shelters as a proof of concept, a prototype design. It's going to have solar panels, and it's going to be something safe. You know, we don't want to have bus shelters that are houses for madmen.
Very true.
That's how those bus shelters were formerly. So we're trying to creatively look at it, that how can a bus shelter have spaces for at least two vendors, just a little kiosk, so that they can take authority, they can actually take responsibility
for
those places and the cleanliness. So some of these ideas, it looks like it's taking a while, but truly when you finally see them rolling out, you'll be very happy that it took a while before we actually, but we need to get it right.
So how do you handle those people that have actually made the roadside now a motor park? Same as old airports.
It's not just in old airports.
Okay.
For example, when the Jos main market was constructed, the entire of Jos Bukuru metropolis was around 500,000 people. The city has grown.
True.
If you want to do a census, you have a number that is alarming. So there is, what do you call it? People are fighting for space. But they realize that we cannot just allow people to take over our streets because of all of these issues. That's why we're sensitizing them, so that when we come, they will give us the space. So there are a lot of motor parks. If you come to terminals close to Jais Bank, you will see a motor park. If you're going to that Reuters Plaza after the roundabout before Equa Good News, a lot of motor parks. Yesterday, we engaged them. We went and we told them this will not continue this way, because the bosses must have a way.
That's true.
And we must, they must be created. So in the first place, all of these issues are illegal. But because we're a pro-people government, that's why we're engaging them.
Very true.
In the past, you will just see a task force coming to clear them. But wouldn't we want to tow that path? But if in the event that we want to commission our bosses and start work, and they do not comply, we'll have no choice than to do that too.
All right.
I think because of time, we'll not be able to go further.
Yeah.
Time will not permit us. But of course, sensitization is never enough. We still want to have you more here, you know, to tell the people on how to go about this Tin City Metro, because this is not like the usual buses they enter on the roadside.
Yeah.
All right. This is the march we can take this morning when it comes to the morning J. From 7 a.m. till now, we've been here giving you in-depth, information and, of course, analysis together. And of course, in the studio with us just now, the Honorable Commissioner for Information, Plateau State, Honorable Musa Ashams, alongside the General Manager, Plateau Service Express Limited, other person, Honorable Samuel Gwat, has been with us in the studio. Many thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
God bless Plateau State.
Amen. Yeah. Right, I am Richard Badungan. With me in the studio has been
Naomi Karim. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Do have a wonderful day with GFM, and please don't go with the news. We come your way by 10 a.m. Please stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to JFM Podcast.